Hello children, today I'll be teaching English language of class 4 and the topic is subject and predicate. You have already learned about what a sentence is and the different kinds of sentences. Now let us learn about the parts of a sentence. All sentences have two parts, subject and predicate. What is a subject? The subject is the naming part. It tells us who or what the sentence is about. For example, the apple is red. So, the subject is the apple, as it is the naming part. Let us take another example. Luke played soccer. This sentence is all about Luke. So, Luke is the subject. In most sentences, the subject usually comes before the verb. For example, the horse ran in the field. The horse is the subject. It tells us who or what the sentence is about. The subject is the doer of the action and has a noun or a pronoun. Whereas, the second half of the sentence, ran in the field, is the predicate. Is what the subject does or is. In the predicate, the action is itself and has a verb. If I say Raju eats ice cream for dessert, here who eats? Raju. Raju is the subject. Eats ice cream for dessert is the predicate and the word eats is the verb. In most sentences, subject is found in the first part of the sentence. But in some sentence, subject changes place when we make a question or in an interrogative sentence. For example, she is Ria's friend. Here, she is the subject, but when we change it into question, we say, is she Ria's friend? Here, she remains the subject, but the place has been changed. Now let us look at another type of sentence. In an imperative sentence, the subject is hidden. The hidden subject is always you. For example, open the door. Obey your parents. You will notice that in both the sentences, the subject is not clearly shown or mentioned. We cannot pick subject by asking who or what. Therefore, in an imperative sentence of order, request or advice, the subject will always be you. In both the sentences, the subject is you. Now we move on to exclamatory sentence, where the subject comes before the verb. For example, how foolish you are. Here, you is the subject. Let us take another example. How nice the children are. So, who are nice? The children are nice. The children are the subject. So, children, this is all about subject and predicate. Thank you, children.